second best player and a spot attack possibility, yes.
Oh, spot attack possibility.
Let's go.
So, who is the world best? You like everybody, when you are your world best footballer, who that says the question? You think that you have an answer, you are saying, you are
best. You can go now.
Who is your best footballer?
Yes.
Hey, what's the world best for you?
What are you doing?
I think all of them are good regardless. So I think that would be tough. But the people that have world best. Who's your world best?
Ronaldo.
Okay, so we have two positions. Tiago, who's your world best?
Ronaldo.
Okay, so two against.
This one is clearly looking like women are just.
Yeah.
What do you want then?
Okay, that's thank you for the play. For my too, so you don't know that.
You don't want to be betting as a director and to do it on the person is short.
I don't think it's like that, but I think regardless, he could play really well.
Okay.
Yeah, he's talented. He's naturally talented. Mm-hmm. So that's why I like him. Yeah.
But I think the statistics, some people say Cristiano is better.
No.
Cristiano is better because he built himself.
He was?
So okay, in their football mind different.
This player is not
yes,
I don't know.
They have patterns.
Yeah, they have pattern of playing and the confidence. He has this mindset of he wants to win, but
even Messi.
Messi is just playing. Plus the phone stuff like that.
No, but Messi is a team player. He just don't want to win alone. He wants other people.
Ronaldo is a team player who does not want to win alone, but wants to carry everybody. Team Ronaldo finds himself, they always carry
the score.
But Messi won. He has been Barca, now he moved to PSG.
PSG carrying league now.
Flopping.
No, PSG carrying league. Flopping. No. You can't forget.
Ronaldo! First, when he left, I think money to this club, Madrid, it was back to back goals for him.
But if you are going to go with statistics, like now, if we ask ChatGPT, pull up Messi's statistics, pull up Cristiano's statistics, even goal scoring,
assist,
this one, that one, you will see that Messi is higher. Who has World Cup?
Cristiano is more than him. It's only this World Cup being
done. And so why did Ronaldo win the World Cup?
No answer now.
He just
won
the World Cup.
He just won the World Cup. He just won the World Cup.
Is it that? But we are all winning
at the same time. We are all winning at the same winner. So it's normal. So if one person
is
winner
and I do not support and he loses, simple. Your world best should have carry cup. Your goat should have carry cup. Your goat no carry cup.
See, your goat no have a world cup.
Messi go carry that cup. And just the name. Because
what do you mean?
Watch the ball now. Watch the ball.
I watch that ball.
How many goals?
Okay, so you're saying Messi did not carry the cup.
Yes.
So who truly went with the cup? Is it not Messi?
No, but even for that final, even in that final, wait.
You don't give anybody World Cup for that. World Best for that World Cup. This World Cup, why did they suppose give?
Right, World Best.
No, they gave the work now.
Which work? They are playing for
different teams. No, they gave Mbappe golden boots now. I've been not being carried golden boots based on goal.
If it's goal, he won. I think he had more.
No, but even that World Cup, how many of the goals be penalty? Shay Mbappe scored two penalty. Before he scored two penalty now.
Yes,
in that same final.
In that same final.
Yes, it was one that made.
Then he scored one goal.
Easy.
Only one. But one na goal.
Even me, I still to play penalty.
Messi. Penalty is hard. Messi. He scored two goals.
Yes. No.
One penalty, two.
One penalty.
One goal. Exactly. And they can't deliver for. Yeah.
See, but I don't. Frankly speaking, I don't know why you put them against each other. Because Ronaldo is good, Messi is good. There's nothing like you're born with a natural talent, so you cannot compare with somebody who has worked for
you.
No, but your natural talent, you also built in. You can have natural.
No, now it's like Whiskey, Davido, and Burna Boy. Who is born with talent?
None.
You say sorry, they should not call three of them. Why do you say sorry? I say Wizkid, Davido, and Burna Boy. Who is talented? Who has the natural talent?
Let's say Burna.
Me, Burna Boy.
Burna Boy now.
Burna Boy has money now.
That's why I'm saying Burna Boy is talented, but. But Davido is still putting hard work. Whiskey has grace and love. Once Whiskey dropped, before he had the fans.
But he came out as a very young boy, a very young cute boy.
No, but plenty of people were young and cute.
That who else that came out around?
Scales, no boy has come out.
Scales was not so many. And Whiskey just had this whole. I don't know. He had this whole cute.
Yes. It has to do with
when you come out. Thank you. And the people he came out with, Banky W.
The music was good.
Exactly. So from there, he has his fan base that's still riding with him.
So what are you trying to say?
I feel like he also puts hard work.
All of them put hard work, but they are left to hard work.
I feel like Whiskey lazy.
Very lazy.
I feel Whiskey lazy.
Are you saying
in Whiskey, Davido and Burna Boy, I feel like Whiskey is the laziest. Okay, but I get what you're saying, that he came out, so it's like, say for example now with startups,
right?
When you come out and you're the first person doing something, and maybe the vibrant, you have that foundation, so you can now have people,
a lot of people following you from that time.
But other ones now can come out with hard work and still come and be on your same level, but because they put more hard work. And it kind of makes sense.
See, like, what? I don't really buy that whole hard work thing, because you can be working hard like a donkey and nothing is happening. Yeah. And you can be working smart. So please leave people with their talents for their talent.
Maybe it's called hard work and smart work.
Yeah, let's just say smart work.
That thing is grace.
Look at it in this way too. It's like us, say TSC, but we are the first VC focus. We are the first VC company focus in Northern. So we have that Whiskey first person. We are young too. We do things in a young way. So we have that Whiskey young thing, but so let's now say who is working hard. Cristiano Ronaldo is working hard. We too, we try and work hard. Abi? Like, we work hard. So now, to get to where we are going, let's say to achieve world best or to win Grammy, it's not just because we are first or we work hard. We have to work smart
for us to achieve it. In that position.
So I think in that regard, is working smart.
All this grace you're saying, you can have grace that if you don't stand up and do anything, your grace will fade.
But is grace not working smart? Is grace and working smart not the same thing?
Grace is entirely.
Some people are just lucky that somebody will just say, oh, yes. Change this.
Or you don't have deals coming
to you. Position.
Thank you.
You did strong for it.
Exactly. But why I'm saying grace.
Like Mr. Easy now, Mr. Easy had grace.
Even for Lee boy, if they are playing Lee boy or anything, they will not even work more than some other boys, man. They will give them what best or give them anything.
How?
Yes, now.
I didn't get what you said.
Sometimes, like their name and now, they feel work.
But them will never win what best.
Never win. They will not give
it.
They will not give
it. Okay, he's not the same with hard work. Like, he's working, but...
No, Nema know the work hard. Let me tell you what Nema does. Okay, now, Nema always takes... Nema is always injured on the day his sister is doing bandage. Okay, every year for the last 10 years. So that he will go and do bandage.
Or feeder or anything.
You just go to the defenders. If your defense
they know they give them.
Finish.
No, now, but Van Dijk nearly win world best that year. He nearly win up. He nearly even won... He even won...
Any defender, they give award this. See Marcelo now. See the way that boy they play ball now, but they never give
up. No, but I get what he's saying. But it's the same thing. Even if you come, it's what he was trying to say now. For example,
Grace.
No, for example, Whiskey, back.
Yeah.
Okay, no, Whiskey is talented, so he does all the work.
Yeah.
Davido, like available, that is sweet now. It's not him that wrote the song.
Mm-hmm.
So the songwriter will not still be the person that will be in the front place. Do you understand?
The
and they hear you now, Rema singing almost all the
songs. Okay, no, but they give the songwriters credit.
They give the songwriters credit. So now, for example, even if they give world best, they have world best team too. Where the defender too is there.
Exactly.
So it's almost, so it's like now the way we do staff of the month too here now. Whether I bring the lead and I'm not okay, I'm not even inside staff of the month with you people. So CMO want to say something. So some people will bring more leads, but maybe had more query. Maybe you work, you did, so you now not
hard,
be
but not smart.
Staff not smart.
Yeah, because you had queries, so you were not working smart.
So that kind of thing. So I feel like the grace is important, but that grace, I'm always confused about that.
No, grace is important because, like I said earlier, Mr. Easy is an example of grace.
But Easy worked hard now.
But he worked hard compared to where he is.
Okay,
right
let me put it like this. You cannot just have grace without working hard. Yeah, can you just
say, he's still a sink?
But he doesn't have to do that so much because he already has like the network.
Now what he does is.
He is a
VC of music now. Exactly. What he does, he Joe Boy, all these new people. But what I'm trying to say is, you can't just be in your house. You did not practice the football match. You did not go and scout. And Grace will now come and carry you.
No, but in some cases it can.
It cannot. How will it happen? But how will they hear about you if you did not do the thing?
Okay, no, maybe you just did or you know somebody. See, it's very funny. It's really very funny.
I can be doing, like, okay, working here right now. There are things, and I just come to the office and I will just do. Maybe other people will be struggling to do those things.
Uh-huh.
But me, I can just call on my system and just do.
Easily do it.
And I get the reward for it.
Oh, wait, will you call that natural talent?
No, that's just grace to me.
No, I think that's talent now. I think that's talent.
It's normal. Just like making research.
Let's give an example now. Let's say everybody is struggling to code something or break down something and you won't look at it. You have gotten the answer. That's talent,
kind of. That one can be said talent, yeah.
Then it's not grace, man. That's an example you gave.
Okay.
Now let's use grace. You didn't do anything. You didn't chase any lead. Somebody just came and said, there's a deal, ten million naira. It's you that. Then you're the one that bring. How can you bring 10 million to the company now, without pushing
any,
the company? You can't just sit down now.
Any talent.
So that's why we are trying to say grace is a factor of you have to even first
do something.
Mm-hmm. Let people know that then now grace can now follow you.
Yes. And then from there you just keep going because that grace is with you. Mm-hmm. Compared to other people that have been at it for years.
Yes.
Like
what have you've been playing golf for years? Sadiq man dey play ball. Sadiq man used to play ball. When I met Sadiq, Sadiq was scouting to go to Yankee. I told him that don't worry, as you did not make that way, Yankee, we will do something in sport development. At least we will back people now that are
at our end.
Somebody just said he get talent pass, don't carry grace go.
Yes, but it happens to a lot of people.
No,
that's why they being at the right place at the right time.
But see some boys, they don't pass, man, they don't go keep pass. They will just come, one person will just carry them go and keep.
That's the case.
How they know they pass?
No, maybe they can do other things.
They can just do all the
good. Just one useless match. Like, just one useless excuse, they just manage to go. That's the only person.
Oh, they are very good.
I mean that.
So now that day, they are not good though. But that day, they just did one.
So they just did it at the right time.
Yes, that's at the right time.
But that's great.
But that's great.
The person will come to the field and we see other people playing ball, but that only that just that little skill that will say,
maybe even that day, maybe that's the first day the person's called.
Yes. But you know why I would still say grace is still a factor of all those things? So he was coming to train regardless. Yeah. He tried to be available that day. I can give an example with this one too, with the company. So there's this Indian person that we work with now. What happened was, because we consistently push social media, whether nothing is coming in, something is coming in, we keep pushing. No, I think I was giving an example, one last example of the client we had with TSC. So because we push out social media, I think that particular, we kept pushing it out regardless. So that's hard work number. We already have the skill set, so maybe the talent based on, we know the thing. So one day, I think he sent a message. It was a request. And usually, you might not go to your request section and open it. I think it was even there for like 2 weeks. And one day, they went, we now saw it. So, and that person now became one of our biggest clients last year. Even as at today, I think he wants to now start exporting. And our agrotech startup is going to be the ones that would supply him. So it's still like, being at the right place at the right time, working smart, consistently, and great. So I feel like, yeah, when it comes to world best, it's Messi. I don't know what you people are saying since. Because Messi, statistics-wise, is more than...
But you know, there was something you said earlier about how Messi too, he was just playing when he was young and somebody saw him.
Yes.
So Messi has grace. Yeah. Because the stress is
no, there. But Messi was very good though. He wasn't just playing.
They would have just said he's not
football entirely. Nothing like say it's because he's good, that is why they carry
him. Don't they see that grace?
Yes.
That's
because they were good. They were remaining.
Because what I'm trying
no,
to say,
but you know why
that person had not seen Messi. He would have just been another boy that can play ball.
Yes,
just
actually.
He's too short. He doesn't.
No, now that's what I'm coming to this now. This was even one of the meetings we just. He was very short. This is one of the meetings we had. In Yankee, it does not work the way you people they say. Person feel just see you. Yankee is structured, like outside Western is structured. They have academy. Once you're small and you can play, your parents already know. Take him to this place.
So was he there?
Yes, he was there now. Once you're in this place, you have higher potential. But Nigeria, my Ronaldo was in academy, so they all Nigeria now, and that's what we are trying to. Now that's what we are trying to say, because grace now sometimes is a factor of favorism. Like Sadiq says, somebody doesn't know how to do. But if you set up the structure, like now that we say this meeting, we finished with this CAFA team, set up a structure that people that can paint, it's not one story you hear, say that guy is a bit drop, but you know, ever blue. You understand? Set up a way that once you can do this thing, there's a place that are ready to take your
talent,
that are ready to groom you. And then they already have the network that once you can paint it, they will help your artwork. And that way now, money still comes back to everybody involved. Even when sport development people we back, we are backing in A23. It's for this kind of football, basketball and the rest. They will set up a structure. Once you're good now, people know, come here. And the thing with structure is that if you're going to do it, you can't just say, oh, because you have the best structure. Okay, who are the people that would end up signing you or buying your things? That's why you see when we're having that meeting, I kept saying, you people just work on the network. and the talent, because you people are already doing things with Germans, and we know it's still foreign people that are here. So once you now go and you, they can scout you, people see that you're good, you are out there, you've made money from your talent. So I think that's one very important thing. With anything you can do, have a structure. That's where Nigeria is lacking.
Very well.
So I think that answers SportTech as a possibility now.
SportTech as a possibility.
Structure,
no.
Nigeria.
SportTech is not even about that. SportTech is more like, if you watch football match now, it has changed.
Yes.
Before, there's a goal in the World Cup called Hand of God, Maradona's goal. It was the winning goal for in a World Cup, 19-something-something, I can't remember. So the debate has always, why they call it Hand of God is, they say he headed the ball, but some people say he used the hand to push the ball. But because camera angles were not able to capture it, nobody can know whether it's yes, a good or a bad.
That is why they are using
only
the
he
said
now.
The truth.
He has died, he has gone to heaven, maybe on Judgment Day. Because if he says
no day for ball now.
If he says the truth.
No, he will know which
he might not know now. To him, he might feel like, see how he did. See how he did. He was like, he jumped. So he might still feel like it's his hand, yeah, his head.
Yeah.
He will not know too, like that, like that.
Okay.
So, but now, SportTech has come down. If you're playing football, they will first, I don't know how they do the camera mapping of the field. They will lift the whole field. You can turn it. You can separate this, separate that. You can view every angle 360. So now,
they did it
one time. One time that I was showing you that they did some line, and then they were showing the position the person was coming from. Yeah, even that is sport now. It's sport tech. They have it in football now.
That's what Boaz is saying. Even if you're close, if you're close,
the camera will capture that one.
Yes.
And it will bring
but
it to
the
average. But they are using it already. And then now.
They use for tennis, I think.
Yes, even tennis. So in general.
They use it in World Cup.
No, they use it now.
They use
it. Then there's what they call VAR now, that aside the normal referee.
Yes.
There's another referee, so you cannot be.
You cannot just award anything.
Thing you want, because now camera goes and checks.
Like
so
this last World Cup that they play, man, even the ball they use this time, they are charging the ball.
Yes.
Yeah?
The ball is
I did not hear that one.
Charging
the ball is
being
charged.
Yes,
now. Yeah,
you just plug it for charging. Like
why is it charging? Oh, yes, because
yes,
the different. Oh, okay,
yes.
Is that ball that is reading?
Yes.
All,
yes.
You know, I was wondering something. So you know that now, like if they are doing the spot analysis, they will show you how many times the ball went to this angle of the post, how many times it moved. So I used to wonder how were they mapping it. So it's the ball that is sending them the data.
Okay,
you
how
understand?
Many times I moved here?
How many times I went down?
To record that
so
back
in
the day, not
back in the day,
not
in now.
They
say
anyone go through it now, they will throw another.
They throw another one.
So nothing like that before. So they were, yeah. So you couldn't get statistics on the level.
What if somebody hacks the technology and gets the ball?
And the ball now can bend inside post.
Exactly. No, they can have technology now.
Yeah, they can have technology. Just that, like.
But you can't hack how it will move. You can't hack. It doesn't have force to move the ball.
Okay, I get what
you
understand.
You can only change the reading.
Yes.
You can't change the
directions. You still need to kick it.
They like something. So if you are touching anything. Everybody
they will even see that the ball move abnormally.
You understand? You can't touch anything. You can't even have that one.
I didn't even know that ball was charged, but I was wondering where they were getting that reading from. So now, if you watch any sport, you see that the data they are able to get is so much. Like,
yes,
you see they are showing where this person's heat map. He was
yes.
here so-so time. He moved so-so here.
Yes.
Ball went here. So I think
now
that's...
Now, if I able to detect, okay, if this person passing this ball to this person is the wrong idea. It's
like
yes.
they discover one Cristiano goal that maybe one person not the ball like
yes,
this. Then another person scored the goal.
Yes,
they not see it's
Cristiano. So now they were able to know that it's the other person's goal.
So
you say you see, oh, he's not the one best, but that based on you see. Messi don't need to drag goal with anybody. Yeah. No, but I feel like now they've been able to add it. And that's the, I think this cycles back to that our last podcast. Technology fixing every, technology can fix a lot of sectors. It's so funny that like a lot of people overlook it. Now with this, they've added it to football and see the amount of impact. Gets accurate reading. You can now reward players. You can know who is working. Even as a coach, even as a coach, I can know, because imagine I'm a player and I just, they put me on the field, all I do is just run, run, run. I'm not really doing anything.
You're just running.
The coach might not really necessarily know my work input.
Yes.
Yes, they use GPS now.
But they will wear GPS. They wear it. It's something that they track and they use to monitor them. What they are,
I think, on the field. Or maybe in their boots, yes.
So you never know who is falling ill or something, who is not feeling fine, who is actually injured. You know,
those ones are medicals. Those ones are medicals.
No,
ones?
But she said it takes body temperature.
Oh, yes. Okay, like you mean somebody can just fall like he has
like injured. Now, in case you don't want a goal to count, you just fall like you're fainted or you're
dead. The goal will count now if you have internet, yeah, even if you like fall.
That is why that this thing is not out this day. Once you fall anyhow,
they will know that
they will blue.
They will.
They will tell you to go and check. You have to watch that for like 3 to 4 times.
There's one match I watched.
Because any mistake you do, it might result in him being sacked.
One Madrid match. Do you remember one? Not Madrid. One Man U match of recent. Casemiro. Yes. It was when VAR went back. They saw him strangling one guy. I don't know if you remember the match.
Yes.
Look, let me tell you what happened in the match.
Yes, now.
The match, but referee have blow. He has give card to who he wants to give. Nothing even concern him with that guy because the referee did not see that one. But when VR went back, they now saw him struggling with
someone.
So what did they do to the guy?
Red card. He wouldn't have gotten red card on the normal deal because they wouldn't have even seen him.
So if you get red card, what does that mean? You will not play for that match.
And then they will fine you. And then they will deduct money.
Oh, it's not just one match.
Yes.
But there's no money from that match, then you will not play for
your money for that match will be deducted and your team have to pay
money. It's not like an item. Yes, now.
Yes.
Why are you paying for a card?
You don't know a yellow card.
You pay. Even if it's yellow card,
you're not conducting yourself well.
And for you personally, you're supposed
that's
to
pay. That's like a foul.
No, the team will remove it from your salary. It doesn't matter.
No, they'll not remove it.
They'll not remove it.
The team that will pay.
Eh?
The team
will not deduct your salary.
Because it's a signed contract.
So, they now will be saying, anything you don't do and now,
okay, yes, yes, actually. For example, this foul this guy did in World Cup. Suarez, he used his hand to remove ball from post, and Ghana were not able to make semi-finals that year. Up to this World Cup, Ghana carried that beef, but Uruguay still won them. So yes, that's crazy, Sha. So I think like technology in general makes everything seamless. You can monitor a lot of things, and I feel like Nigeria needs to. They need to use it a lot. They need to use it a lot.
Like that, Osimhen now.
Yeah, Osimhen is
doing really play well for that outside. But if you come Nigeria, we come play a lot.
No, the truth is, but I cannot allow you come and injure me where I am seeing money. No, see.
No, now. Even they are paying for here, they pay them.
Which, how much are they paying them now? You cannot convert it now. See, simple thing. Nigeria, they will pay NFF president money. This guy will hold the money. I don't know whether he put it in fixed savings. He will not pay them their money when it's due. They will first play match like, okay, like they will first go 3 months later. They will not start paying them. It makes no sense now. Then you will now come and, how many Nigerian footballers have injured? Nigeria, forget about them.
Yes. They will not even give them medical health care.
And our club, our club football is not even, because if our club football, like now.
Footballers outside, are they on pension?
Their money is a lot though. You not hear, did you not calculate when they said Neymar salary every second?
All these musicians, they don't get their money.
Yes. Like now, there's an offer. They want to sign Messi. Al Ahly want to sign. I think Al Ahly.
I thought it was Dubai that signed him.
No, South Africa. Saudi Arabia signed Cristiano. I can't remember, but the money was long. But now they are offering Messi $400 million annually. To like, if you divide the money,
he will come.
Which will
not
come?
Not South Africa, Saudi Arabia.
Messi.
They want to give him 400 now. Yeah. They want to do that rivalry. Messi versus Cristiano is the greatest rivalry in football history. Yeah. Yes, now. If they bring them,
who would they be?
Do you know what they want to do?
Cristiano, they do well now for the year.
No, that's not the issue. Let me explain what Saudi is doing. Saudi is what Nigeria, they need to just be mirroring some things from other countries. Saudi, no. What I'm trying to explain, is this. Uh-huh. Saudi have the oil now. Qatar have oil. Mm-hmm. Nigeria is the palm oil we have.
We have
palm oil. We have the oil. Malaysia is Nigeria that gave them palm oil canal that they used to do palm oil that they are doing now.
Yeah.
Saudi, this whole Messi, Cristiano going to, it's not because they care about, they like Christy. But what they want to do, they want to grow their sports industry, their club.
So
the best way to do it is to make people focus on their country. So if you sign one of the biggest players, it's already money for marketing. So now if they can bring Messi, anytime Messi and Cristiano are playing in their team against, everybody will still phone in to watch.
Have they ever played together?
No.
They've never played together.
Why?
They've played together in the same
It's like Davido and Wizkid.
But Davido and Wizkid are not
Davido and Wizkid will not sing that song together. I'm telling you, they will not sing. Have you forgotten the last time that Wizkid posted?
They are saying they are going to release a track.
Is that not when Wizkid goes to?
That was different. In the video podcast, he said Wizkid was calling him every single day.
He's not going to. Let me tell you one thing. And it's because somebody died. But that's not any issue. No. Wizkid will not sing that song. You will sing. Wizkid will ghost him. Is it not Wizkid again? Baba Ghost.
But why can't they play together?
So please, can we bet if they sing together?
Exactly. I think we should bet.
They will not sing together.
50K.
Yes. No, they will lose it.
They will lose their
because they will lose it.
They will not.
It's like Messi and Cristiano in the same team.
But Messi and Cristiano are not fighting. Their fans are fighting.
Hey, no, Wizkid and Davido too are not fighting now.
That's
why
there's a possibility
they
can work together.
But that's
not.
She is this year now.
No,
they are on the same team.
What I'm trying to say, Messi and Cristiano will not play on this. Messi and Ronaldo too will not play together.
No, Messi and Ronaldo is different. We're talking about
Wizkid and Davido. Please, for this song, so that everybody.
Why will Wizkid and Davido will not sing together?
Wizkid and Davido will sing together.
They will sing together.
Mimi and Yetu against all other TLC members. 50K.
I'm not excited. I don't gamble.
So the thing is, actually, I get the fan base side of it.
It's a collaboration. For me, no. Timeless. That means he left his pride a bit.
Let me explain.
You know what it means? If his fans wanted to leave, but immediately he posted Timeless album and they heard the song, fans for those ship go the video.
No,
like,
that one is just posting.
Uh-huh.
And you know why he did that thing?
He posted it.
Let me explain to you. Let me explain something. Do you know Ruga and Buju are doing Wizkid and Davido of their own generation? But two of them, no, leave that child on the side. I want to explain the genesis of something to you. Buju and Ruga are friends. Buju and Ruga are friends. But online, they make it look like they are enemies.
Yes.
So that they can maintain, you didn't even know. So that they can maintain
they are friends.
No, these ones are current friends and they make it seem like they are not friends. There was a day that Ruga tweeted something, Buju insulted, but that same day one person did story. He didn't know. They showed two of them. They were literally in the same place.
Yes.
But were they vibing?
They were vibing.
They were vibing.
It's Ruga's house. It's not a show. So now this is the same thing with Wizkid and Davido. But Wizkid and Davido, they try to make sure their own is more. It looks more solid as to making it be like play. They were friends too now.
We are sure best.
Me,
it's like Tupac and Biggie. The most important rivalry that drives. Yes, now they used to shake, they used to hug.
You want them to eye each other when they are not women.
No, the way they are fighting is like.
No, it's only women that see each other and eye each other. Men, whether you are beefing, you still like
to
shake and
acknowledge.
Yeah, they used to do my guy, my guy.
No, man, it's just like when you see Machala and the, what they call OBO.
I say that both of them.
Those
are the people behind them.
That is why they are doing it.
Like
Machala.
Machala. Machala.
Machala.
You don't
even
know. Are you not a
Wizkid
MC?
No. Me, all of them are just there for me.
Don't worry.
I don't think they will ever sing together.
You
why?
You have to admit that you give us
50. It's the genesis of Tupac and Biggie too. Two of them were friends, but they formed rivalry and their fan base grew. Even their management will make sure they keep maintaining the rivalry just for publicity. But let me give you an example. I know what you're saying with collaboration, but let me give you one example with TLC too. You remember sometimes some people will reach out and say we should come and do something. Mm-hmm. Then we will look at it and analyze it.
But that's different.
Wait, no, what I'm saying is not, no. What I'm saying is we'll analyze it. If we go to that place It's us that we've packed our community and went there.
And we're not really getting anything.
And then we've exposed our community to those people. Abi? Yes. We now make it be like, no. But the time we can walk is when we are meeting on a
neutral ground.
Exactly.
Nobody is carrying their own person to this place.
Yes.
Me, I'm not coming to your hand.
We are both merging together.
So,
like,
it's a random venue.
So now, is it that Whiskey and Davido, they are more than Bona now, or how?
Two of them.
Yes.
If you like, join Whiskey, join Davido, they're not past Bona. If you like, join all their head. They cannot pass.
Really, fan-wise,
what
fan-base-wise, they're past Burner now.
Which fan-base-wise?
How many fans? Let's be realistic. Burner
how many fans? Wait.
Let's be realistic. Even the three of them do not even pass Chike.
Burner doesn't have a lot of fans.
Kizania is an example of hard work, talent, even grace. He get everything,
no,
but
grace.
He has grace.
What was his grace?
He has grace. But he doesn't still have that impact. I don't know why.
Yeah, fan base, yeah.
But he's so expensive because when we reach out, he's the one that is 40 million naira. No, his music, that was the thing I wanted to say with Burna Boy. His name is not global.
No, in different countries, that is Buga.
It's TikTok.
What I'm trying to say is on a global scale, fan base wise, Burna Boy surpasses Whiskey and Davido. Why? Because
how? Okay, globally, sorry. Yeah.
How many people are in Nigeria? If you Nigeria is where the most Whiskey and Davido and Whiskey's main fan base is Nigeria. If you do it on a person,
kind of lost Nigeria now.
Whether you like lose Nigeria, if you have the other people, you have more numbers now.
You have the other people like that. Too.
What? Burna Boy. Burna Boy that. Burna Boy that literally artists are in his DM. No. See, Burna Boy, but everybody wants to work with Burna Boy. Like, no artist doesn't want. No, the thing with Whiskey is Whiskey. If Burna Boy jumps on your song internationally, you have more possibility of that song being a hit than Whiskey. Whiskey doesn't really enter into Davido is the worst of them.
Yeah.
Davido doesn't know how to enter international jam.
Then you bring Olamide.
No.
But I think the best topic in all of them now is Asake.
Yes.
Asake is moment in time now. It's a moment.
But he has not really sung with anybody internationally apart from
Where is he going to go again?
That's what I'm now saying. Imagine he's just coming up, but he's everything.
No, he has come up Bidado. Anything after now is where he is.
They said that you people's faith, your brand and your sales globally. What made him global? Not be Nigeria struggle.
Yes. No.
What made him
Do you know that? Wait, let's talk about this one. No, it's not like that. Let me explain something. Because Burna Boy, I follow Burna Boy since Port Harcourt. Burna Boy, Nigerian people were disrespecting him the way they were disrespecting Kiss Daniel.
Mm-hmm.
Burna Boy was so good that people were not rating him. They were rating Davido and Whiskey 2018 era.
Yeah,
Burna Boy now left you people alone. He even went to South Africa where he was now focused with their AKA. It's not his context now. It's the
content,
people that carry him. No, I'm not talking about his. Yes.
I
know.
It's the whole Nigeria.
Are you sure you will not call these people for meat pie? Okay, thank you to our. Soon to be not okay. Thank okay. Who is paying? You use card. Sponsors chicken of our podcast. So you can reach out to us to sponsor.
But regardless.
No, yeah. What I'm trying to say is that when Burna Boy was focused on Nigeria, they did not pay attention
focus
to
on
him.
Singing about Nigeria. We have
no, he still focused. He gets his story from Nigeria.
That's what we're saying now.
That's not what makes you blow now. I can sing
about. Things are crazy now, but the reason why he's probably so big like that and has global fan base, we have Nigerians everywhere around the world. We agree, yeah? He sings about problems relating to Nigeria that are relatable to almost every Nigerian in diaspora.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, if if you're singing about something that I can relate to, obviously I'm going to carry it, push it around. That's not the, people around my community will.
That's still not the conversation. The question is who? Eh? You mean it's the Nigerian diaspora that blew him to? Is that what you're trying to
it's
say?
It's Nigerian diaspora that are part of his fan base.
No, but what me I'm trying to explain is that Burna Boy's blow is simple. It's not, you don't even need to, it's not hard. Let me explain Burna Boy's fan base to you. When he sang Ye,
yeah,
that was it. And
but
you know
he
why?
Sang it at the time when Kanye dropped.
Now that's what I'm trying to explain.
If you check for Ye instead of Kanye's shoe coming out too, you go see Burna's. That was right.
But that's what I'm trying to now explain why he now blew. When white people were now looking for Kanye West music, they were now seeing Burna Boy Ye. They were not like, ah, but this guy is even very good though. So it's when those people now liked him, finish. Yeah. Then Nigeria now remember, oh, he's our own.
Okay.
He's our own people. Everybody now started carrying him on their head. But it's not like Asake now that, yes, we know that we like Asake.
Yes.
And then he now
let him talk something about the Asake that nobody know him. Nobody know him internationally. Like.
And that's why I say it's us Nigeria that like him. That's what me I was saying. It's not Nigeria that made Burna Boy blue. Because Nigeria like Asake. Nigeria did not like Burna Boy until he blew outside Nigeria. Do you understand? It's like say now we are looking for funding. Abi? VC. We want to give people money now.
Yeah.
But if we reach out to domestic people, Nigerians, they'll rather tell you maybe they'll buy rice and keep buy cashew. They are not in that, they don't understand what you're trying to do. But we look at foreign VCs more. When you have a meeting with a foreign VC, they are even following, they understand the gist very well. You understand?
Yes.
So it's like white people or foreign people understand. That's why I say Nigerians need to come back and look at how to help themselves generally. You will say you do art, but the art person that will buy it is more of a foreign person. But once Nigerians can come together now, you see the example of when Nigeria come together. See how now they are able to push Asake. So we have numbers in, what I was saying is we have numbers, but sometimes we overlook the potential we have on our own until somebody else comes on board. An example is with VC. We try to reach out to domestic VC. Some of them will tell us, why don't I put this money in rice? You understand? Why don't I put this money in cashew? But you're trying to tell them this is a startup that if potentially they blow can do 1,000x or 1,000,000x. You understand? Like, for example, you say, the person that gave Paystack money gave them so money. Paystack now sold at 200 million. You gave Paystack just about.
If you need more.
No. You gave Paystack just how much money and now they went out to make money. That person now has made his 2 million.
Profit.
Somebody's 10 million naira became $20 million. You cannot. Do you know how many X that is? $20 million is trillion. The conversation is not billion. So now when you try to explain that to a Nigerian person, no, I want to do rice or I just want to run. So but now with foreign people, they understand. So Nigerians need to learn more so that they can impact their own domestic. It's like this artwork conversation now. Why is it that it's white people that are funding Ghanaian art? Do you understand? Or art? Because they too are using it for research purpose. Nobody gives you free money, that's the thing. They always have a, instead of them to come and pay money to learn that thing, they'll rather say, okay, let me give you money, you go and do it, send me back your report. But domestic Nigeria, and then later now, Nigeria will now travel outside and go and spend money to still watch the thing that is your local. Let me give you an example of something. I saw somebody shared me something. You know there's a competition, slapping competition.
Yes.
Like American level, very organized, they have sponsor. All you do, you just stand and they slap
you.
That can concern the athlete. Like two people will compare who will faint, who will not faint.
Yeah, who has
more. But Nigeria now, example again, Dambe, this local boxing in Nigeria.
I swear.
Local Dambe is what Israel. And this one, what's that guy that is fighting UFC?
That UFC
fighter.
But is Dambe not like sumo wrestling?
No, Dambe is like Dambe is like UFC now.
No.
Punch. Wait till they Dambe.
Dambe is different.
How is it different?
You can only use only one hand.
So is it not even worse? You can use one hand and punch the person. And punch the person.
Wait, now, but you have to carry.
You can use like, I know, that's why I'm saying that. Now, why couldn't Nigeria's package?
I thought Dambe, you carry the person.
Anyhow you do. But why can't Nigerians package that sport.
You don't blow that person, make that person fall like this.
That's it. But you know that somebody now that competes in Dambe and goes and get UFC training because he was just using one hand and defeating somebody. Now imagine I can use two hand and leg. So Nigerians, they have so many things.
To monetize a dangerous game like that.
No, that's how it is. Since the Roman Empire, they've always monetized.
Look at the Israel, this thing that is going. Look at the money that this.
The money that he got, Drake, yeah, on gambling.
$1.1 million
2.7 million
Dollar. You put $400
No, put $400 for one. Then put later when the odds grow to four. Because at first they put $400 I think for 1.77 odd. Then later they now increase the guys for the game to 4.0 I think 4.11 odd. Now put $500
But one thing with Drake, I never really pay so much attention to that. You know why? Because he's an owner of the. That stick, the company is a part owner.
Yeah.
So do you understand? So if I lose my money, I'll call my money. But a lot of people might not know.
You know, it's not possible, because you're not the only one running the store. And once you pick your phone, you know,
the owner.
You can't be the owner. See, but then that get up, Victor Kweba get here, you come. Open your own page, then
you can't put money now.
I'll send you.
You cannot lose. The money is coming back to your account. They will not send the money back. I'm not saying, but understand that the money is still in my account. Imagine it. What? Let me explain it again.
But this thing is just normal.
Now, which person won't win you?
Eh?
You don't understand. See, you put 500k, ba?
Yes.
Say the money went to bank account.
Yes.
But I'm the owner.
Yes.
Say if I lose the 500k, I didn't win the money. Abi?
Yes.
But my 500k is in my account now. So even when he win, he don't win anything. Now the funny thing again. Do you understand?
Okay, yeah, again.
It's his money. It's him that will pay himself.
Okay. Yeah.
You understand?
But
it's PR because
thing, sports as a possibility.
So now, if you bring it,
that
if they bring that to Nigeria, Alex the not change.
You see,
I will be spraying money on the mirror. You know, funny enough, but Nigerian mentality. A lot of them are with.
Run his iPhone 12 like this. Main just goes away. Saying drop and you don't go for like 2 hours.
Your friend that was the
same. Yes, saying just he say, you know, see your phone. He went back to the place saying see the phone. Yes, nobody carry out.
Nigeria, your phone would have reached computer village before you.
Do you know why that happened?
It's
not structure. It's the structure and the penalty.
Yes.
If they catch you that you stole the phone, I don't even know whether Saudi is just hand. It's hand, but I mean they kill them too. I don't know.
So they cut your hand.
China is die. Any penalty in China is die. They don't waste time. First of all, there are too many. That's why you see that Chinese are very. They are too much, so they are reducing. The thing you said is not a bad thing, you know, that if Nigerians, they should bring it before your time because, but at the same time,
before his time,
at least then he will not loot again because he's already cultured. No, he will loot when he will die.
Will you loot or not?
They will die now. He can't loot again and he's going to die.
It's not like this, there will be any change.
No, not change. Okay. Uh-huh.
If for any reason you kill somebody.
Yeah.
You should be hand public and your family members to join.
Your family members to join.
You know, they are doing it now. You commit one crime. One
your family
person members. In your house, commit any crime. They wipe the whole family because they believe the blood is still there to run.
So if they bring it now,
among those countries are not.
I will be happy. I will not give any crime. You understand?
But you know that law is bad. Because me that I'm
not normal.
How can
you
kill your whole family?
Before you carry out any crime, you and your family members must have had any.
No. What if your distant family member?
One of your family members is crazy.
No, I love it.
There's a rule to it. You didn't say it's complete.
Mm-hmm.
if you know your family member is a criminal, go and report him. So that now, if he does the crime, they will not kill all of you again. But you know Nigeria, you know that somebody in your family is a thief, he's an armed robber. But he's taking care of you. People are collecting the money.
I like that law now. If it's a family of 12, more safe, we are less populated.
No, but no, the thing has to be that if I've report the person, I'm not dying. But that's just the main thing.
I get what he's saying. It's fine.
You saw that woman. So I think 2020, a part of that was on that woman's body.
Wait, let me see. How will they put it on you?
And the whole family member.
Spiritualize all the people in the world, the government.
You're just pushing to the person.
But what about the people?
Okay, she mean that night. That night, the person will just go and commit crime that did not have commit crime. You did not know to report ahead.
Just pray you don't catch the person that night. When this game of Squid, that this Squid Games came out, it was one person that was watching the movie. Others only one person downloaded. Yes, and one person
Had people access to it for that movie.
You understand? Right. One person has access.
You don't watch a movie on downloading.
They found that movie up. They also escort
them. Like that
so you understand?
No. North Korea is too. What me I'm going to say is. You don't watch a. You don't download a film illegally in North Korea.
Download. They have specific channel.
You must go and watch the channel. They don't want you seeing.
10 o'clock for 10 o'clock news.
Like.
Auntie, you must watch.
You cannot watch Western.
I think that's where you belong.
Yes, that's where of course we need to belong.
No, that's where you specifically because you're complaining about change. Ready to do it.
Yeah. No.
Joseph needs to go there first for like 6 months.
Finish myself now.
But the good thing about them is still good. They still bring it to make everybody continue.
Exactly, yes. I love it.
Now that's what me I'm saying.
No. If any place they are fighting now, maybe like Sawun and only a book of it,
All of them.
Yes, you see.
No, what me I'm trying to say is even the same thing we are trying to say. In Sabo, nobody can move. So everybody will behave themselves because you don't want to now because you know it's not everybody.
Everybody will suffer it.
Yes.
Everybody in Nigeria.
So
it should be like that.
I feel like to fix Nigeria, but even if you're going to bring that tech back, you need to bring those strong penalties. That means that, for example, if you run a red light and they catch you, maybe they destroy your car. You don't have car. All of una no get car again. So now nobody
will.
You
even have that place where they squeeze people's car.
Yeah, yeah. Bro. Be like that.
If you reach there, they will change your car.
They have the machine.
No. It's local. They will do it with hand. You see, but that's why people say that Nigeria, when they leave Nigeria, they used to thrive. They used to thrive because we do so many things manual. When you now see machine, you will now be like,
Okay, that's why you see some guys that don't go to gym have money.
Just park your car along the roadside.
So I swear with penalties because now people in Nigeria don't behave because there's no penalty. So even if the government is doing anything, so now the people, even if the president say he wants to work. Like Joseph said, the other people next to him might not work. But because they know that nothing will happen. See Nigeria now. Somebody will collect money, they will carry him to tribunal, they will carry neck thing and faint on the table. Who are you fainting for? Nothing. The other one, there was one that annoyed me. He said, do you people want me to talk? I will talk, oh. They said, don't talk. Off the mic. Yes, ma'am.
Off the mic.
Where do you think that off the mic just came from? He said, you want me to talk? I will talk. I know everything. They said, no, off the mic. They did not invite the guy ever again.
On a normal. I really don't want Tinubu to rule. But because of the secret behind, when he said, if I don't win,
Tinubu said that.
If Buhari don't want him to win the election.
Yeah, and
then
if he doesn't win.
Let God help, he does not win the election. Leak every secret. From so, that moment,
podcast is not very. We do not know these facts for sure. We are just saying things based on hearsay.
Just please. Listen to our previous podcast. Yes. Talk about Nigerian technology.
So yes, but like I understand what you're saying. There's so many things behind so many things that people don't do.
So,
but Nigeria need that structure. Thank you. Structure, technology. We'll try and do the ones. Everybody should try and do the one they can do. That way, maybe it might affect change. But like, we need to find a way that the person at the top, the person at the top now has sense to bring that change and bring these penalties. I don't know how.
All of them have this mindset.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Bye.
See you next time.
No, spot tech is important. That one is not. Yeah. You can't even dodge tech and everything.
We completed on three things.
Who is our favorite? Who is our favorite warbird?
So we said Messi. I don't know for this Ronaldo people here.
No, Messi has World Cup. Show us, your World Cup. If you show us your World Cup, we'll talk.
Agree.
But when you don't have World Cup, you know Christy said he wants to come for World Cup in the next 4 years. I know that is with walking stick. He wants to be playing the football.
World Cup runner. You have
after 4 years.
Yes, now he'll be 40 then. He'll be 40. No, you can. There's no age limit.
Oh, Messi.
Ah, but Messi is younger than Cristiano.
Are you serious? Yes. Hey, our God keeps shining.
He's younger than Cristiano started playing. Messi hasn't even entered team yet.
And he got caught before him, and you people can still open your mouth.
You don't say he's older, you don't suffer.
This is
he's
and Messi even aside World Cup, Messi has more Ballon d'Or. Although they say Ballon d'Or is a Spanish title, so it doesn't count.
So Messi can still play World Cup.
Messi will play World Cup. He'll be 38, but you'll be 38.
Then you people will be 47.
Yeah, they'll be 40.
No, no, 44 now. I'm sure he's 40 now.
No, he's 37. He'll be 41 then.
He'll be 41.
Yes.
Our goat will be 38.
Our goat might even win another World Cup. Two World Cup.
Oh, Enzo. So,
well, with technology, it's very important because if Nigeria can figure out to deploy technology on a massive scale, so many structural things will be important.
Nigeria, 10 years to come, I believe we will still be maintaining one lane.
This
particular lane, we are all still maintaining because nobody is ready to change.
No, but we are ready now. Look at it.
They just structured.
They just want to do new thing. Anybody you see putting a hand in anything, just want to lose that
opportunity. No, not really. Not really. Politics, maybe. Yeah. But other sectors, not really.
They say they want to change Lagos stadium. Did you see the budget?
That's what I'm saying. Oh, that
one. No, did you see the budget? Are you sure they were going? They are ready to fix that thing anytime soon.
How much is the budget?
Well, let me tell you one thing, no, but regardless, but they will get the jobs done. Right? Even if they chop money.
Shey,
they say they are going to use one so
something.
Let me know the election. You want to all of us are going to
regardless, this Lagos stadium that they are going to use money. Even if they eat, they will definitely eat. Even if they reallocate a part of that
money,
they will do something state of the art.
No, but what me I'm saying is that my problem with Nigeria is not even the state of the art. It's the fact that, okay, even after they build it, do they maintain it?
No,
they don't.
No, not all.
They don't.
Some states.
And some states, yes. Because now, look at Qatar. Qatar spent a huge load of money. I think it's more than Nigerians bought themselves when they did that thing. But they had already analyzed that after building the stadium, some of them, they will convert them to hospitals, some shopping mall. They even build them in a way that they can detach
the
stadium. But Nigerians don't usually... So, but I feel like without your 10-year statement, people are on ground walking, and
the
then
are still planning to loot more.
Are looting. So now that's why you see anything. With Nigeria now, Nigeria now is a different structure because like with Qatar, the leaders are ready to work.
Yes,
Nigeria. All those other countries are ready to work. But one thing I always look at is also if you watch, there's one war film I watched on World War One. Even Europe, that is Europe now, that people are running to Europe. A while ago, they were very corrupt, very disorganized, and like it took them almost 300 years. I'm not saying it's taking us that young. I'm saying it took them 300 years of killing themselves, corruption, and so many irregularities for some people to now stand up and say, okay, see, this is how it's going to be. No matter the leaders you see in European country, even in America, whether there's a president, there's a group of people that must coordinate something. You as the president, you're the CEO. You know the way a company have board of directors, then they'll give you CEO. If CEO to outside look like you're the one running everything now, but but even when you make that decision, you still come back and tell your board of directors that, oh, I'm about to do this. They will now look at it in their grand scheme of things. Does it align? That's how all these developed countries work. Those board of directors are the ones that make sure that the new CEO does not misbehave. If you over misbehave, they sack you. Example, Donald Trump, president, 4 years, do the one too much, they did not like, remove. Uh-huh. But Nigeria don't have that structure. When you're in, you're in. You control everything. Africa in general.
Yes.
Do you understand? So now what they need to do is, and I feel like Nigeria is progressing at a faster speed than normal. No, like compared to 300 years people. We are just democracy-wise, we are like 60 years. We have a lot of issues. Yes, but Nigeria now, you can't fix it that the top people will be the ones. The top are already confused. They are doing the nonsense. So I feel like in Nigeria, you have to start from ground. You that you're here. You know Nigeria, even if I be president of Nigeria, I think there are some laws that...
Your own money first.
No, wait, hold up first. If I'm the president of Nigeria, I'll have my money first already before I'm even the president. Like,
you have to buy
like Tinubu now, I'm wondering what money does they don't want to loot. The guy has money already.
Tinubu is not looking for money, actually.
He's looking for power. Power. Do you understand?
So and maybe he can work. Since
because he already has money.
Since he already has money, he might work.
Nobody will work for anybody else.
No, but what me I'm just
saying that everybody will work now. Everybody cannot
just
work.
Yes.
But like every final work.
So wait, what are you saying?
They're saying that people are
you yes. saying people will not answer Tinubu if he says they should work? Or Tinubu will not work because he wants to steal money? Because we already said
looking at it from this your argument, if he has money and he wants to work, he's the president, which means he has the power to make sure anybody will work.
Even Buhari has plan to work, but those that are sitting close to him don't want to work.
But Buhari was sick. No, but Buhari, I think Buhari also wanted to eat money.
I understand. Why? You know one thing I would say, you know the difference between two of them? Let's factor one is sick and they didn't want to eat money. No, let's even say one didn't want to eat money. The difference is structure. Yes. Tinubu has more structure than Buhari.
Yes.
That's the thing. So if he wants to work,
all the Lagos state governors that you've had that have
no, I'm not a piece. I don't do
Fashola. Fashola, Sanwo-Olu, all the ones that have done good things for Lagos, they came from Fashola. They came from Tinubu's back.
And you know, it's Tinubu that built Lagos to what it is now.
And Fashola was
all glory to one man.
No, what I'm saying, he has more structure
before him. Before him,
they are ruling. Now,
they
bring everything. Okay, they now they started ringway. They bring all the glory that it was the handbook of Tinubu. So you mean other places like Abuja now will be having presidents. So Abuja is developed because of who said let's say
Abuja
is
developed. Okay, not the your house. I make what.
Abuja was not mapped.
You know that it's even coming back down to what I want to say. Nigerians, forget it. If this is president, but if this is Nigerians, but Nigerians themselves have problem.
Yes.
Like Nigerians, the citizens, we have problems. We don't used to behave. We don't used to. You see a Nigerian will go to Yankee. If he stop for red light,
yes.
He will follow what they say he should do. He will not go and do it because he knows there's penalties. They will deport you back.
So here's your penal and you can misbehave.
Now, okay, let's go with
you're
China.
You're not ready now. If you're saying it's your fatherland, you can misbehave. You don't have to follow rule. You don't have to
do this.
How are we structured?
So now
you see that.
That's the problem.
That's the behavioral problem that we are saying. So with Nigerian number.
Now when you reach my turn, I will find change.
Wait, let me explain something now. China is their fatherland. Nobody is deporting them.
Even
a Chinese person will never misbehave. Do you know why? If you misbehave, first of all, if you steal money in China, they don't even waste time with debt straight. No time for jail.